Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle. I will be joined by Matt Baxendale in just a moment. A lot of good stuff to get into. Is this the best January Ohio State has had as far as football? Certainly not basketball. We'll get to basketball too. We don't talk a lot of basketball on the show. We're going to talk about Chris Holtmann a little bit today, but the crux of the show is going to be this crazy January. Is it even better than the January of Urban Meyer in 2013? Dare we say? Bax and I are going to get into all of that. Before we do that, I'll let you know about our friends from Manscaped and a great deal you guys can get. Roses are red, violets are blue. Trim your balls and your date will thank us too. What's up, fellas? Valentine's Day is knocking and Manscaped is the remedy for what the love doctor ordered. His prescription, the all-new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, designed to elevate your grooming game and shine like the heartthrob you are. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com to snag 20% off plus free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS. And for the bearded kings, Manscaped brings you the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, designed to shape your scruff effortlessly. It sculpts cheek lines and maintains beard styles, giving you that suave look for your romantic moments. Seamlessly handling even thicker beards, it's the perfect tool for a polished, date-ready appearance. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BUCKNUTS because your grooming upgrade awaits, ready to charm your Valentine's dates. There you go. All right. Let's bring in Bax.
Morning, Dave.
Time for me to entertain you with the ad read there. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm having quite the week. I guess it's been an interesting January for all of us, hasn't it been?
Yeah, and that's the crux of the show is, you know, just like your award-winning column, The Bucket on Sunday, you wrote about how this is the best January that we've experienced as Ohio State fans and media, and you even addressed it. It's like, wait a minute, is it actually better than January 2013 when Urban was like, you know, things like Von Bell happened and Zeke was committed, and it looked like he might go to Missouri, and then he came back to Ohio State, and it was just like, as you mentioned, it was like every day they were getting a guy, and that 2013 class was unbelievable. If they re-ranked it, it'd be in the number one class in the country. It was the crux of the national championship team. But I agree with you, man. This takes the cake. When you consider all the guys they've gotten from the portal, all the guys coming back, bringing Bill O'Brien in, this is the best January on record. Now, can they cash it in for a national championship? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I agree with what you said in your column. This is the best January that I've experienced.
Hands down, Dave. And I have to say, there has been some people that I've seen that aren't gigantically high on Bill O'Brien as the hire, And I think that's absolute craziness, because their argument that they point at is, oh, he didn't do great as the coordinator at Bama for his 2 years. And I think that's absolutely like mind-bogglingly dumb. The first year at Bama, they beat Georgia in the SEC championship, but lost in the national championship game. They averaged 40 points a game. And then the next year, he went around and Alabama lost two games. And then those two losses, Bama scored 80 points. So doesn't sound like he was on the offense to me. People think the guy can't recruit. That's crazy. He got Christian Hackenberg, who was one of the highest quarterback recruits in the country a decade ago, to go to Penn State under sanctions. So there's a whole heaping lot of what I could consider misinformation about Bill O'Brien. I think he's an incredible hire for Ohio State. I think it's everything we could have hoped for in terms of an offensive coordinator hire. And at the end of the day, this allows Ryan Day to maybe spend a little more time focusing on the program as a whole instead of just the offense. So we can talk about, rightfully so, 100 things that are great here, but I think the Bill O'Brien hire is a sneaky good hire.
As you know, I always say I'm not a national championship or bust guy, and we've seen some loaded Ohio State rosters. I mean, even like after the 2002 national championship going into 2003, we're all thinking, oh, yeah, everybody's back pretty much. They're going to repeat. It's like I remember saying, like, come on, it's never as easy as it sounds. Same thing in 2014. Everybody came back in 2015, and it's like there's just something about you don't have that hunger as much, you know, if you've already won. That's why it's so tough to repeat in college football. Plus, in addition to that, even if you haven't won one in a while, like Ohio State hasn't, boy, that'd be sweet to make it 10 years exactly. The first time in the 14 playoff, Ohio State wins. First time in the 12-team playoff, Ohio State wins. Let's make that happen. But it's such a crapshoot usually is my point, Bax, whether or not you've won it or not the previous year. So much has to go right for you to win the national championship. That being said, I think I'm going to break my own rule this year. This does feel like national championship or bust. And people might say, how about we beat Michigan first? I get that. I get it. And win what's going to be a tough Big Ten with Oregon is going to be tough. We might play Oregon twice. But, man, I think I'm going against my own logic here. This feels like national championship or bust this year for the Buckeyes.
You know, here's the thing, too, about that, Dave, is that there's been a lot of years where Ohio State has had incredible teams and didn't win. Remember 2005? Remember 2019? I mean, things happen where you have an incredible team and the ball doesn't go your way. And it's even more difficult now that we're going to an expanded playoff. But I agree with you. They should be – like everybody was talking about Georgia's the number one team preseason next year. That's the SEC guys hyping it up. There's no way Ohio State is not number one going into next season with a bullet. They should be the best team in the country. They had a defense that's coming back that they just added the best safety in America to that gave up more than 14 points one time. That's insane already. Second of all, they are already better at quarterback than they were last year. Even though I don't know if we're done on the offensive line with the transfer portal yet. Most of that line is back. We've added a guy who started at center in the playoffs last year for Alabama. And they're all going to be a year better. And that's a position where people improve over time. I mean, who says Luke Montgomery might not work his way into the starting lineup? He was a big-time recruit. You bring back all these other guys at the skill position. You add Judkins from Ole Miss in. Ohio State, on paper, is the clear number one team next year. And now the good news is that say there's 2005. I think we all look back at that team and say, well, if there had been a playoff, it would have been really interesting to see what happened for Ohio State. They lost by a field goal at home to Texas. They lost at Happy Valley in one of those whiteout absurdity games. And those are the only two losses they had all year. They beat Notre Dame's rear end in the Fiesta Bowl and went into the next season as the number one team wire to wire until the final game of the year. But if that Ohio State 2005 team had had a playoff to get in, I'd have taken them over every one of the other teams that year because of the way they were playing. So even if they slip up once, this Ohio State team, they will certainly make this playoff. They will certainly be a top 12 team. So at the end of the day, this Ohio State team in the new system gives itself a real good opportunity because there's not going to be any more excluding Ohio State. I think Ohio State finished with the most fifth-placed finishes during the entire playoff era that we've had so far in terms of getting left out. I mean, I remember one year Ohio State got fifth and Bama snuck in over them because we had to start JT Barrett on a bum knee in the Big Ten championship instead of Dwayne Haskins, and Bama won the natty that year. So this new playoff structure guarantees Ohio State's going to get a shot at it. So I think that this team is yeah, it's going to be a really, really, really fun year. Yes, you need to beat Michigan. Yes, you have to see it all come together on the field. But they're deep and they're built for a playoff run. So, yeah, natty or bust, you can say those words. I think they're fair.
I've been thinking for a while Jim Harbaugh was going to end up with the Chargers, and that might happen as early as today. A lot of smoke yesterday that they're close to a deal. You know, we have our longtime subscriber on Bucknuts who posted, as I've talked about on the show, posted a few months ago, that look out for the Bears and the Chargers. He said he knows the Harbaugh family, and he posted on our board. He said he's definitely not coming back to him. This is like 3-4 months ago. He's definitely not coming back to Michigan next year. Look for the Chargers or the Bears. Yeah. Bears are keeping their head coach. Chargers now are interviewing him twice. They're talking about that one holdup is money. They just got to get maybe sweeten the pot a little bit. Sounds like he wants the job. My question for you, sir, does that make January even better with all that we're talking about? Or do you feel like with this loaded Ohio State roster, having to come to Columbus this year, Michigan does. And I know they won without Connor Stallions, you know, the last half of this year, but still. You're going to tell me that didn't affect when they beat C.J. Stroud. They can only beat Kyle McCord by 6 at home when they win the national championship, but they, like, smoked C.J. Stroud the previous 2 years. Yeah, nothing's up there. I kind of want Harbaugh to come back. He's not going to. I believe he's going to go with the Chargers. But what's your thoughts on that? If he leaves, is that a good thing in your book? Or are you like, no, I want him to come back?
I think it's an appropriate thing. It's another rat scurrying off of a sinking ship that's happening up there. The reality is this is the most pyrrhic victory their program will ever have because they will be the only ones recognizing this national title in a year because everyone else will see that the NCAA has forced them to vacate, blah, 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 blah. The reality is the year of COVID, Jim Harbaugh bailed out of playing Ohio State and Iowa at the end of the year because he knew he was going to get throttled by multiple touchdowns and probably would have gotten fired. He had to take a pay cut to keep his job because nobody in the NFL wanted him. That's when he was so desperate, he relied on this cheating scheme that was suggested to him. The head of their NIL collective literally posted after they beat Ohio State in 2021, a special thanks to a certain lawyer who came up with a strategic advantage that he couldn't talk about. Yeah, okay. So you guys started stealing signs, and all of a sudden Harbaugh, who was a giant bum against Ohio State and was a 9-3 coach, suddenly starts running out these elite teams. The reality is it's not just that they knew the play calls. How much does that impact their roster build? Does Will Johnson end up in Ann Arbor if Michigan doesn't have it back together? I would argue no. If they're still that same 9-3 bum team and Ohio State's winning games, they don't get a 5-star corner that they're competing with us for. A lot of these guys who transferred in maybe don't want to go there if it's not got that aura of being a better program. So, yeah, at the end of the day, this is going to be one of those situations where Michigan's not going to be Michigan. And Harbaugh is absolutely going to take this Chargers job. There's zero doubt in my mind about it. He's wanted the NFL for 2 years now. Remember he interviewed with the Vikings on National Signing Day?
Oh, yeah. And thought he had the job. That was his second interview. And he thought the second interview was just fait accompli. Like, I've got the job, but just where's my office at? Where's my parking space at? And the Vikings were like, no, dude, this is like a real second interview. And then they obviously didn't hire him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And I tell you what, Dave, we just saw what happened at Alabama when Nick Saban retired. The transfer portal allows for players to have a 30-day window upon the departure of a head coach immediately. They will not have the ability to replenish that roster departure group that you know is going to be happening until after spring football when the new transfer portal window opens. I could see the rats jumping off the ship in mass after Jim Harbaugh leaves because Jim Harbaugh is the only one floating left that gives them any hope that the NCAA isn't going to crush them. They had their whole little fund about those who stay will be champions again or some BS. Nobody's going to stick around when the head coach leaves. Nobody's going to stick around when the NCAA is banning them from the postseason. There's going to be a big exodus in Michigan. This looks like it's going to turn from like clinging. Their plan was to cling as long as they could to try to win the natty and delay until, the repo man comes to town. Well, the repo man's coming and they're in trouble. And I honestly don't know who's going to take that job. Maybe Sherrone Moore sticks around and keeps it, but
I would think so. Right. Don't you? If you take all biases aside and just look at it, like, he was the interim head coach when they beat Ohio State. he was the offensive line coach back-to-back when they got the Joe Moore Award. I hate to even admit this, but, yeah, he kind of deserves the job, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's the obvious guy. And I think he's going to be – I don't know how many outside people want to come into Michigan right now either, right? Like, you can't just call up somebody who you think is going to be a good coach and be like, hey, you're going to have a couple-year postseason ban and a major scholarship reduction and a bunch of people leaving. Take over at Michigan. Like, it's not going to work like that. I think Moore is going to be the one who's going to try to, you know, pull on the heartstrings enough people to hold them together. He'll have a little bit of a pass from the fans whenever they inevitably have a couple bad years. And much like Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, you don't want to be the guy to follow the guy who won a national championship. So, you know, yeah. I could easily see Moore taking over there and kind of struggling for a couple years. And then Michigan comes out of the scandal stuff and they find a new guy after that. That seems like the trajectory that I would expect, assuming the NCAA banhammer comes down upon them like everybody expects.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to follow. Yeah, we've got some people saying, like, if Harbaugh does go to the Chargers, he's going to take some assistants with him. He will. He'll take Jesse Minter with him, their defensive coordinator. Sounds like he's also going to take his kid with them.
Everybody's getting implicated in the scandal, Dave.
Well, Sharon Moore, Connor Stallions wasn't just whispering sweet nothings in Jesse Minter's ear. We have him on film also whispering sweet nothings into Sharon Moore's ear. So those guys knew exactly what was going on. That's why I hesitate to even give Sharon Moore any props. But, like, you know, I guess if you look at it on paper, I guess the guys like him. He'll probably get the job. But, yeah, man. Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Let's just be real here. Who knew at Michigan? Everybody knew. Harbaugh had to know. There's no way you just have some random kid, I call him. He looks like a kid. He's like 27 years old or something like that. Over on the sidelines, talking to your coordinators during the game.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
You don't know what's going on. Like, give me a break. Give me a break.
That's the thing, too, Dave, is if Sharon Moore takes the job, the NCAA I can see coming down on individual coaches pretty hard, too. And to me, like, there's so much video evidence of the coordinators on the sidelines talking to the sign-stealing guy. It's hard for me to say that there's going to be any chance of them getting exonerated. So if Moore takes over, does he take over Michigan and then get a personal show cause while he's in the job? It wouldn't surprise me. It just would not surprise me. So you may be a head coach who has recruiting restrictions on himself while the program's getting firebombed by the NCAA. I mean, it's a real potential mess for them up there.
I'll probably say there's no proof, even though I would submit to the court that Connor Stallions talking to him during the game, right before plays, and then magically – them knowing what's going to happen. I would say that constitutes proof, but, you know, whatever. All right.
I agree.
I want to get to this because we've had a lot of people address this. I wanted to get to if you think they need to get an offensive tackle or if you think Luke Montgomery, Josh Fryer, Tegra, they're good now. Okay. Good morning from Germany. I love it. Here from Facebook. Mo GQ, good morning from Germany, gentlemen. Do you possibly see Ohio State addressing impact players at offensive, defensive tackle? He says, I feel the trenches should always have high quality depth. Well, hello to you out there watching the show in Germany. I love it. We're worldwide backs. I absolutely love it. Now, I'd like to see them get an offensive tackle. I don't know if they will. Defensive tackle, I think they're good. Not that I would mind getting like a great defensive tackle, but with Tyleek Williams, Ty Hamilton, both coming back. Hero Canoes on the upswing. I like Caden McDonald. I think he's going to be solid as a sophomore. You still got Tywon Malone. So we'll let backs answer. Do you think they need to get an offensive tackle backs and a defensive tackle? What do you think to our friend here in Germany?
Well, humor me for a second because I did live in Germany. Guten Morgen, Mo. Wie geht es Ihnen heute? Herzlich willkommen an den Show mit uns. Es ist ganz sehr froh, zu sehen jemanden aus Deutschland den Bucknuts Morning Fünf anzuschauen und zu hören. All right, now back to English.
Wow! Bax knows German!
Fluent. Anyways, so to answer Mo's question, though, yes, we need an offensive lineman, specifically tackle. Caden Proctor would have been like the dream addition that we just didn't have right now at this point. But at the end of the day, I have to think that we're going to be finding somebody else on the line as well. We need another offensive lineman for sure. I think that after the spring portal, we're going to be seeing another lineman come in. I don't know who. But let's find ourselves a tackle and go from there, because I do think, barring a, like, and I think this is the thing, we can watch spring a little bit here and see if Luke Montgomery's ready, is Tegger ready. Let's see if some of these guys can go, right? But at the end of the day, I think we're going to end up adding somebody. I don't think there's been a high enough performance level. And the new version of Ryan Day doesn't care even if there is. He's going to bring someone in to challenge them. So I expect we'll see another offensive tackle.
If we happen to get Hero Canoe on the show, I'm making sure that you're on that show with me. So you guys can just talk German.
Natürlich. Wir können das schaffen.
People are, and I'm impressed. People are very impressed here in the comments. Very.
Hey,
impressed.
Man, I'm almost trilingual.
You know a little French too, don't you?
Oui, je parle un peu français, mais mon français ce n'est pas bien. Je prends des mots français les cinq mois. Je voyage à Québec en février avec mon fille. And what that says is that I speak a little bit of French, and I have been practicing for a few months because I'm going to Quebec next month with my son.
Yeah, your son's a very good hockey player. You love hockey, so I it's good that you're learning French. I went to France once, and the phrase I needed to know most was "Parlez-vous anglais?"
Yeah.
Do you speak English?
Parlez-vous anglais?
Yes.
Who is the toilet?
People are just. You might go viral for this. You might go viral.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He's like, oh dang, French too.
That's name, all like, I got.
Cipione. He's probably like, where's your Italian at? Hey, yo, Cipione.
Vendevi divici. I don't know.
Yeah, give me the gabagool. All right.
I can do a bad Russian accent, but that's about all I got.
You're just showing off now, Bax. I mean, yeah, Bax is just casually brilliant. Yep. Okay, here we go. All right. Let's talk about Holtmann. Oh, goodness gracious. We're in year seven of the Holtmann experience. And here's the thing. I think in normal circumstances, let's say Ross Bjork has taken over February 1st and not July 1st. My point is the timing is just weird here. Now, can Ross Bjork basically do what he wants, even though he's AD in waiting, if he has the backing of President Carter, Ted Carter? I think so, yes. This would mean, though, Gene doesn't technically leave his post till June 30th, unless he leaves early. And Bjork will take over July 1st. It worked out that way. So this would mean Gene would technically have to be the one to fire Holtmann, who he brought in, gave an 8-year contract to, which there was no reason then to give him an extension. It's like, Notre Dame was looking at him. It's like, okay, you bought into what his agent was telling you. If Notre Dame is looking into him, bye-bye. The response is not to then give him an extension on top of the 8-year contract you gave him. Anyway, so Gene not only hired him, he gave him an extension. Is Ohio State kind of stuck here? Are they going to have to do something like I did with Mata, where they don't fire him on when they should? They wait till the summer where it's a bad time. There's only a small pool of candidates. What's going to happen with Holtmann, Bax?
Well, this certainly hasn't been the season we were hoping to see bounce back.
Yeah, last night.
I said last year after the season, and took a lot of heat for it from people, that I didn't think it was time to nuke him yet, because he had done a lot of good things early in his tenure. We had seen him kind of get Ohio State into the tournament most years. My view on the basketball program is we should be a tournament caliber team every year. And at the end of the day, we're not. And it seems like the trend line is going down. And so I think if Ross Bjork says it's time to get us a new basketball coach, then he's essentially going to be able to make that decision on his own. I won't be surprised one way or the other here. It may be put up or shut up year for him next year, but we've kind of seen that trend line go downwards here. You don't want to do what we did replacing Thad Mata. I remember thinking that, and that's part of the reason Holtmann got such a pass for me, was I remember him coming in and it felt like he had like cobbled a roster together with like duct tape and chicken wire and somehow got a team to the tournament. And it was like, wow, he's reclassifying kids. He's getting kids to transfer that had committed to him where he was before, like all this stuff. So it seems like the early Holtmann years were so full of promise. And I don't think he's ever really recaptured that the last couple of years. I mean, really since COVID. When COVID hit, we had a team. Remember the New York Times simulated the tournament and declared Ohio State the national champions?
Yeah.
It's been crazy to watch what's happened, because it's like there's like a giant crisis of confidence around that team the last 2 years. They can't hit their shots when they're open. It's like the moment gets to them. I'm going to be very interested to see what happens there because I don't really know what's going to happen in terms of all the power dynamics that are in place. I think if this was a normal situation, this would probably be the end of the Holtman era. But because of that transition, who knows if that's going to impact it or not. I mean, does Gene want to go out firing his guy technically while he's still in charge? I don't see it. And I think at that point, Holtman probably gets to have let it ride for another year under Bjork with the understanding that you better have a great year or you're gassed at Christmas.
Yeah, I'm concerned that just the timing. That being said, there is a chance, even though the timing, because again, if they know through back channels that they have an upgrade lined up, and this is Ohio State. I mean, obviously football, and Bjork even said this, which I love. Obviously football is king. And football is priority 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You know, basketball still, this is a good basketball program. And if you look at the history of Ohio State basketball, those of us that know it, I think people that aren't familiar would be surprised with the history of Ohio State basketball. So it's going to be a coveted job. I think there's no doubt they could find, I don't want to say it would be easy, but I do think it would be pretty easy to find a clear upgrade over Holtman. The money is going to be right. They got plenty of money to throw around, despite having to, I think Holtman's buyout's $14 million. Ross Bjork's like, only $14 million? Oh, I'm used to like $95 million buyouts now. Being a little facetious there. I'm just concerned backs about the timing, but I do recognize the fact that if through back channels they really want to get something done, Carter and Bjork, they might just tell Gene, yeah, I know this is the guy you hired. This is the guy that you extended. You're going to have to, you know, fire him on your way out. Or maybe they'll just say this is Ted Carter's call. I don't know. I'm concerned about the timing, though. I really am.
You just gave me the best mental image ever, which is Ross Bjork gets on the phone, calls up Les Wexner and goes, Les, I need $14 million for a buyout today. And Wexner's like, what? Can I build like a arts building or something? No, I need the buyout money now. Something Gene would never have done that, you know? And I could see Bjork just calling up the rich alumni and everybody going, I don't care about buildings. We got to get rid of this coach.
Abigail, is Les there? Is Les there? Les, what's up? I'm seriously. Why not?
Yeah, I need no less than $14 million. So, and while you're at it, build a hockey rink.
He's like, I already built a hospital. Yeah, I know.
I tell you what, my mental image of this guy is like him and the Leo and the Wolf of Wall Street just calling people trying to do deals. This is what Bjork is in my head. I need money now. We got to get rid of something.
Somewhere on a yacht.
Yeah, right? Flying around in his helicopter over campus.
He's a cool guy. Bjork's cool. We were talking to him a little bit, just like, not off the record, but it was just like when we weren't recording, and he was just like, we were saying, so when are we all going to get together? He's like, I really do want to get to know you guys. Maybe you guys can come over to the house sometime. We can have pizza and beer. We're like, okay, can we get that scheduled right now? Let's go over to Ross Bjork's house and have pizza and beer. I'm in for that.
I'll send the helicopter.
That's right. We'll do it on the yacht. All right, great stuff from Matt Baxendale. Wow, speaking German, speaking French, speaking some English. Good stuff. The trilingual Matt Baxendale. I love it.
Speaking bad English, but bon matin, mon ami.
great. Bueno. Great stuff. That's the extension of my Spanish. I got a little bit more than that, probably, as far as you know. Great stuff from Bax. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you guys very much. Hope everyone has a great rest of your day.
Go Bucks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.